Okay. You want to get dignified, boss?
Okay. Did you ever say it that way?
No. Sure didn't.
All right. Okay. If someone's washing dishes, and they're sudsy and they got the water running, what is it you do with them to get the soap off of them?
Rinse.
Okay. And what is the cloth that you might use to get them clean?
Dishcloth.
Okay. And how about after you got them clean and they're over in the rack, what might you use to dry them? What's the cloth you use?
Well, dishcloth, so I'll drain them.
Okay. How about this type of cloth that you'd use to wash your face? What do you call that?
Dish towel. I mean a face towel.
Okay. And after you take a bath and you get out to dry yourself?
Towel.
Just a towel?
Just a towel.
Okay. And in the kitchen, the outlet that the water comes out of, what do you call that?
You mean a sink?
The one that the water comes out of. Anyway, you turn.
Oh, the faucet.
Okay. And if you had one outside that you hook your hose to, is that, you call that anything else?
Well, it's a hose bib.
Hose bib. Do you ever,
I guess that's about the only thing.
Hi.
Hello, darling.
Dad, listen, I've got to go.
That's okay.
Right.
Off for just a little bit, okay?
All right.
And then I'll be back.
Okay. She's sitting out here listening to me. Going through this.
This isn't too painful, I hope.
Yeah. I just can't get this damn nut undone.
Yeah, that's always, are you using that,
This is Mr. Blaster.
Oh, so is that like liquid wrench or something?
Yeah. The only thing it's five times better.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I can't get no more of it. Going very sparingly with it.
If you had too much pressure in a pipe and it was weak at one spot, you'd say the pipe did what?
Well, you want to go back, you say it busted. But if you, or you can just say it's broken.
Okay. And speaking in terms of the way people used to ship things, how they used to ship flour down here?
Flour?
Yeah, large quantities used to come in what?
Come in the boats. Everything came by boat.
Yeah, but how would they package it, like in the store?
Bags.
In bags? It was in bags then? Did they ever have the
flour sacks? Until recently they started printing. They used to be plain white, but now they're putting pictures on them. You know, flowers and trees and all that sort of stuff.
Well, now a very large quantity, say about 50 or 100 pounds, would come in what? You said a bag or sack. Would you
flour, well, just a bag. You can get 50 pounds. You can get in 10-pound bag, 5-pound bags, 10-pound, 25, 50, and 100-pound bag.
Okay. Now, the thing that the apples come in now, those
they baskets.
They come in baskets?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or hampers.
Or hampers? What's the difference between a basket or a hamper? Is there a difference?
A basket is round and a hamper's long.
As long?
Like peas come in.
Oh, you mean, is it still round?
It's round, but it goes down, narrow to the bottom and comes up.
Oh,
I got one somewhere around there.
What do they call those things, when you put clothes in and have a lid on? Inside they put dirty clothes, people have in the bathroom.
They call that hampers, too.
Okay. Is that mainly because of their depth, or is it because they have a lid?
Well, it's just a term that they use for them.
Okay. What I was getting at here is, if you had a, did you ever have fertilizer come in here in these little coarse-looking bags, these great big bags of,
burlap bags?
Yeah. Did they ever call those anything else besides burlap? That kind of bag?
No, only burlap.
Okay, like croaker.
Well, we call it croaker sack, but that's a colloquial name, around. I don't know whether they use it otherwise from that.
No, is it the same thing?
Yeah, croaker sack, yeah.